Hi, I'm Holly.
And I'm Haley.
Welcome to Mountain Mysteries, Tales from Appalachia.
How many beverages do you have currently?
Three?
Yes,
it's down from my five. I didn't want to have to stop during your presentation to go and, go on.
My PowerPoint presentation.
Click.
PowerPoint up, I have the drop screen.
This is when we were in Hawaii last year.
Oh my god.
Listen.
I miss seeing a good old PowerPoint on a drop screen.
I'm glad you do. I don't.
Oh,
well,
God.
That would be me saying, like, well, I miss taking naps. Why people are presenting that.
That's true. Then they had to turn all the lights off, and it was, like, kind of toasty.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I go places in my head when things like that happen. That sounds
so odd. Where do you go? Are you with us? What?
I leave my body.
Do you need help?
Yes. No, you know, like, my mind drifts off into other things when people start presenting, and I'm like, I wonder, did I do those dishes this morning? Did I actually run the dishwasher? Oh, it was trash day. I didn't take the trash out. Like, that's where, like, my head goes into, like, another realm.
So not, like, the voices aren't talking to you or anything?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
With the meds, it controls it.
Great.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, my God.
Please know we're kidding.
Are we?
Nah. Depends on the day.
Okay. All right. I don't even know how to segue from that, but here we go.
How do we?
I'm going to tell...
It could be that this person in your story has mental health issues, so there we go.
Yes, she may have.
Ooh, she.
Yeah, we're talking about a lady this time.
Lady. A lady killer?
A lady killer, yep.
Ooh, tell me.
So, we are taking this way on back to the year of 1831.
Whoa! I'm so super excited about this, because as far back as we've gone was 1936.
Yeah. So, I actually found a really cool site. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, And That's Why We Drink, and they were talking about this site that they found a lot of information on, Murderpedia, like Wikipedia, but murder. So I actually just randomly typed in, like, Appalachia into the search bar, and this story came up, and I was obsessed with it.
I am so intrigued.
And, you know, last week you talked about some dismemberment?
I did.
We got some more dismemberment.
Woo, woo. And it's not even Thanksgiving.
It's not even Thanksgiving anymore. I hope everybody had a great and safe Thanksgiving.
That's right. We didn't even add that or address
that. I know.
You guys, hope you had a great holiday.
Yeah.
Now we're back and ready to saw some bones.
Oh, my God. I hope none of you have COVID. Hope everybody was super safe. I just glossed over the sawing of the bones.
She does.
Hope you guys are COVID-free, we're safe, and we are not overtaxing our healthcare system. This has been your COVID PSA.
And, hope that you're being safe when you're out at the stores or you're making purchases online, which a lot of folks are doing.
Yeah, take advantage of that, like, that Amazon...
Prime. Let me tell you what. I think the man from Amazon is so tired of me because he will see my name on a package and he's probably, oh, it's that woman again.
I know USPS hates me.
Yeah.
Or UPS.
He's at my house daily.
Yeah.
I feel like we almost, should have a rapport.
I know. I feel like I should be building rapport with the mail person because they pull up and have to unload things. And I also order all of my pet supplies online.
Oh.
And I think it comes through FedEx. But I feel real, real bad for that guy because I order like 2 boxes of kitty litter.
Oh my God.
Every month.
He hates you.
He hates me so much, and I don't blame him. I'm like, I know. Just, it's bad. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Let's hope he doesn't dismember you.
Oh, God. I should lock
my doors. He's got kitty litter, so maybe that'll absorb the smell.
Oh, my God.
This podcast has taken us in deep, dark places.
Amazon, if you want to sponsor us, hit us up. Or kitty litter.
Yeah, I mean, kitty litter, what do I buy? Gosh, goodness knows.
So many things.
So many random things.
We bought new audio equipment on Amazon.
I am so stoked about this because this makes us look professional.
Yeah, it does. Even though I did not order a mic holder for the mics, I just ordered the stand and the pop screen. And I put everything together in my house the other night, and I was like, oh, it's 11 p.m. the night before we record. I should probably put this together and take it out of the box. Realized there was not a mic holder. Also realized I had a bag full of zip ties. So I just zip tied the microphone onto the stand, and listen, it's working.
She sent me a text, a picture of the situation. And I said, oh, well, that's handy that you just had all those zip ties. And she's like, yeah, I've got different colors. I've got a full bag of them. And I'm like, what the hell are you doing with all these zip ties?
Yeah, I have a big bag of zip ties that are different colors and different sizes. You just never know when you might need a zip tie. You need to zip tie your TV onto a stand because you have cats. You need to zip tie a mic onto a stand. You need to zip tie that big plastic bag full of random things together to dump in the lake.
Zip tie your victims. Yeah.
Right. I mean,
it did feel apropos for the fact that we are a true crime podcast that you just happen to have zip ties everywhere.
Yeah.
And also, the more I'm delving in, Haley, the scarier you become.
Listen, I have a whole nother life on weeknights. All right. Let's go back to 1831 and just dive on in.
Absolutely.
Are you still there? Are the people there? Everybody click away?
I'm barely hanging on, and it is not because you've zip-tied me. It's a threat.
Okay.
No, we're good. So, 1831, we're talking pre-Civil War. We're talking she's wearing probably a long dress, maybe even a corset.
Oh, God, a corset.
God knows. I mean, and where is this?
This is taking place in Burke County.
North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Okay. So Burke County is east of Asheville, probably about 45 minutes an hour away.
So actually, fun fact, back in 1831, Burke County and the neighboring county, Mitchell County, actually shared the territory. So what is now where this murder takes place was considered Burke County back then, but it now is actually considered Mitchell County because the county lines changed. Okay. It's super weird. I didn't dive in too much to that because I didn't think anybody would care.
No. Only us, and we're
not. Yeah, we're just nerds.
Nobody cares about us. Come on.
So, Frances Frankie, what she went by, Stuart Silver, was born somewhere between 1810 and 1813. Nobody really knows.
We don't know. Back then, we didn't know.
Nobody knew. They didn't know what year it was.
When's your birthday? I don't know.
18-something.
I'm alive. That's all you need to know.
I'm here. So, Frankie had moved to Burke County at age 6. She was very smart. She was very pretty. And she worked really hard. I think she worked as, like, doing some sewing and things like that. So, kind of back in the day for a woman to actually have a job was pretty cool. Right. To me, I think. Yeah. So Frankie met Charles Silver, and everyone said that they were perfect for each other. They got married and moved into their own cabin in 1830. So we don't really know a whole lot about their, like, childhood, because there's not a lot of records.
And if they got married around 1830, I mean, she was very young.
Yes.
Anywhere between 17 and 20 years old.
Yeah. So both these people are super young. I think she, at the time that all this kind of ends, she was like 18. So she was married when she was around probably 16-ish, 15, 16. Which I guess back in the 1800s wasn't really that big a deal.
Well, I mean, if you died at 35.
Right, you lived a long life.
Yeah.
So Charles Silver was an only child, and his mother died in childbirth. Mm. His father remarried, and then Charles had a lot of half-siblings. There's a lot of them. They just kept popping them out. He was very well liked. He had lots of friends. Was a favorite at parties. Same. Not really. I don't go to parties.
Same.
No, I'm in bed by 10. I don't go to parties.
We go to parties for the elderly. They are over by 2:30 in the afternoon.
There's usually bingo involved.
Listen, don't bash a good bingo
game. I'm not. Freaking love bingo.
You know, I do too.
It's my favorite game.
I love it. And Jeopardy.
And Jeopardy. Also, RIP Alex.
I know.
Sorry for the segue, y'all. But well, I felt like we had to. We recorded
episode 8 about a month ago.
Yeah.
Before Alex passed, so.
I know. When I re-listened to that episode, I like teared up a little bit. I was like, oh, God.
I was like, we're such assholes.
Yeah, we are in our daily lives, too, but it's all right.
That is true.
So, back to Charles. So, he was, like I said, a favorite at parties. He was very good looking, and he played instruments. So, he's musically inclined. And they ended up, Frankie and Charles, they had a daughter who was 13 months old at the time all this kind of happens, and her name was Nancy. So, according to a family historian, Wayne Silver, who has spent years studying letters and other documents related to this case, he says on the night of December 22nd, 1831, Charles had been sent to town to get Christmas liquor.
Sounds right.
I love it. I love it.
I love Christmas liquor.
Same. Love any kind of liquor. Same. Anyway, so apparently he drank it on the way home and got, like, aggressive and mean.
Ooh.
So, not good.
Couldn't even wait.
No.
Hitch the wagons. I'm thirsty.
Oh, God. So, he apparently came in screaming at Frankie and started loading his gun and was like, you better shut up or all this stuff or I'm going to shoot you. And it was just a whole very quick escalation like we typically have on this podcast.
Did he have a history of this?
Yes. Their marriage was not a happy one.
Okay.
It wasn't great. There was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of yelling.
So outwardly, he seems like they're the perfect fit.
Right.
But internally, he maybe has an issue and is violent.
Yeah. Okay. So, according to this historian, he figures that Charles probably didn't mean it and wasn't actually going to shoot them. But Frankie went ahead and grabbed the axe that was in the house. And fearing for her life and her baby's life, she whacked him with it and killed him.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Just took that axe right to him. Now, there's also a story out there that Charles was having an affair, and Frankie actually found out about it, and then she killed him in his sleep with the ex. So, either way, Charles is now dead.
Hmm.
And on his way to being dismembered. A little foreshadowing there. So, Frankie, got super scared because she knew that she would be killed if anyone found out that she had killed her husband. Because kind of back in the 1830s, if a husband killed his wife, it kind of wasn't a big deal. I mean, usually they're like, oh, well, she probably did something to deserve it.
Yeah. She challenged him, so he gave her what for.
Yeah, so
he was just taking care of his house is what he was doing.
Right, which gets into a whole, like, cultural thing we now have now called victim blaming.
Exactly. Victim shaming.
Victim shaming, victim blaming, gets into all that.
Definitely.
Oh, that got dark. Anyway,
of course it did. This is true crime. It's not supposed to be light and fluffy. This feels good.
So Charles is still dead. So, like I said, she was super scared about, you know, if anybody found out, then she would, you know, be killed. So, logically, she decided that she had to cut him into pieces to get rid of the body.
Logically, I mean,
if you were going to get rid of a body, how would you do it?
Haley, I've never thought about this.
Don't have a plan?
No, this again terrifies me that you're like, yeah, I've got a plan written out.
I can't believe you don't have one.
I worked with you for a long time and never. I mean, I guess in the workplace you're just professional. But
I guess.
You hide things well.
Okay, so I'm not going to share my plan then.
WTF. If you're out there and you want to give me assistance, Please.
Please send help.
Please send help.
Okay, so...
It's best to segue back.
Dismemberment.
She's deciding she's going to have to chop him up.
Yes. Yeah, this is her, like, only option at this point. So, Frankie... Nobody really knows if she had help in doing this. But Wayne, the historian, thinks that Frankie's mother and her brother actually came to help her. So, I don't know how close you are with your family, but I feel like I could probably call my mom and brother and be like, listen, we gotta do this.
I think that this would, my brother would be like, okay, and my mom would be a lot more like Holly. Holly, I mean, have you thought about this? Have you thought about the ramifications of this? I mean, already you've killed him. I mean, if you chop him up, it's going to be worse for you. Mm. Why don't you just turn yourself in now?
Yeah, my mom's a pretty logical person in a different way than I am.
My mom's a rule follower.
Mm, love a rule follower.
So she would probably shame me for the killing.
Probably.
I don't care if he beat you. Holly, you killed him.
Kill you can't
him
do that.
Go into him.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Mom, and you do listen to this. I love you dearly. Kisses.
Okay. So we're back to Wayne. He's no
still dead.
No, Wayne's not dead. Wayne's telling us about this. Sorry, Charles is still dead. Oh my God. So Charles is still dead. Wayne's not dead. I don't think. I mean, he might be because I don't know where he's at now. But as of reading this, he was, I think, living. I don't know. So Frankie got her mother and brother to help her. Maybe, we're not sure. But Charles ended up being cut into pieces. And Frankie then tried to burn him in the fireplace. Which, if you know anything about burning a body, you know you got to be to at least 2,500 degrees
to burn a body. Yep.
Amateurs not knowing this.
Again,
You got to know. You got to know. So, this did not work out for her. Like I said.
She didn't Google it.
Right. What are you doing? So it's much harder than it sounds just to burn a body. Not speaking from experience.
Just
wink, wink.
Just FYI for you guys out there. Haley's a freak.
So, a neighbor, a nosy neighbor, Jack Collis, got suspicious when he saw all the smoke and smelled a gross smell, because apparently burning flesh makes a, it's not a great smell.
I like that you say apparently like you don't know.
So gross smell. He came over to check it out. He came in to the house and he found bone and greasy ashes, which gross, in the fireplace, and found blood under the floorboards. So my question is, why is he randomly pulling up floorboards in this house? I don't know about you, but I don't walk into my neighbor's house and just randomly pull up their floorboards.
Can't say that I do either.
I just, that seemed odd to me.
Hi, I'm here to check your floorboards.
So...
and borrow sugar.
Oh, let's check on those floorboards real quick.
Your floorboards for blood.
So
actually,
he's found...
at your house, probably so. Sorry.
Yeah, it may not be a bad idea. Anyway, so he's pulling up the floorboards, finds the blood, and then goes outside and finds Charles's head and torso. Just, you know, outside. Which, I don't know about you, but the idea of a headless and limbless torso really freaks me out. Just really the visual image of that really bothers me.
I was trying to pick something up, but now I can't. That's awful. Oh, oh no.
Jeez.
In all this mess, I lost my head.
Oh, God. Okay.
Again.
So.
I'm here all night.
Oops. Oh, my God. I hope so. We're in your house.
Oh, yeah, I am.
So, Frankie and her mother and her brother were all subsequently arrested. But they weren't arrested until January 9th. So,
well, they wanted to enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, of 1832. So I don't really know what happened in between that. Maybe, I don't know if she decided at, like, that night she had to cut him up, or maybe she hung out with his dead body for a little while. I don't know. Like I said, this was the 1800s. There's not a whole lot out there. But on January 10th, they were moved and put in a jail in Morganton, which is in Burke County, currently. On January 13th, charges were actually dropped against Frankie's mother and brother, but stayed with Frankie. Frankie was indicted for murder on March 17th of 1832. An all-male jury, you guessed it,
of course,
heard the case on March 29th, 1832, and the next day they asked to rehear a witness, but then they came to the unanimous vote that Frankie was guilty. So.
Obviously.
Right. Frankie's father and her lawyer told her to plead not guilty. So this meant the state had to prove that she was guilty. So I think they were, her father and lawyer were thinking they probably couldn't actually prove anything. But again, this is the 1830s. She's a woman. Yeah, she's a woman.
Like, come on. She's a woman in the 1830s. Hang her high is probably what the jury said.
Yep. So, like I said, the state had to prove that she was guilty. This was not hard to do for the state. This was not a difficult thing. So Frankie was actually sentenced to hang, and her execution was set for July of 1832.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
We move swiftly in the
1800s. We're moving quick. So before the execution, her family actually broke her out of jail. They dressed her up as a boy and hid her in a load of hay. The sheriff quickly found her and brought her back to jail. So, her lawyer...
Frankie, get in this load, get in this hay bale. But her name was Frankie, so I mean...
Yeah, it didn't work.
Hide out in the hay bale.
I don't know... I don't know much about the 1830s. But why are they taking a truckload of hay into the jail? Like, what?
Well, maybe, okay.
Or a wagon load, whatever they had.
A truckload. This was even before the Model T. So I'm thinking that maybe perhaps they were like, yeah, we're headed to the next farm. We thought we'd go visit her at the prison. We got our hay in the back. So, you know, they went into the prison and they were like, hey. Hey, Frankie.
Get in this hay. Like, it's so strange to me.
Frankie, hide in this hay, girl. Now, if anybody asks you, tell them your name is Frank. You're a boy,
and you're
all right?
A boy.
It's your boy named Frank.
This did not work out.
You don't know nothing about this, remember?
My God.
Sorry.
So, like I said, the sheriff quickly found her and brought her back to jail. Her lawyer actually then filed an appeal, and the judge filed it on May the 3rd of 1832. The Supreme Court rejected the appeal in June.
Obviously.
And the execution was then set for fall under the term of Judge David Swain. However, David Swain got severely injured, so he could not serve his fall term, so everything was put on hold. So we've got a little reprieve here from executing people. Now, there was a ton of pressure to pardon her from surrounding counties, and her own county actually was super enraged as well. So, fun fact as well, in 1831, the person accused of a crime could not testify in their own defense. So, she was unable to tell her side of the story.
How sad.
So, like I said earlier, she and Charles had fought their whole marriage. And it was just really not a happy time for either of them, I guess. Especially him, because now he's dead. So she said that she regretted killing him almost instantly. And that she was just trying to protect her child and herself. And when the jury actually found out about this, they, like, 7 of the 12 came back and said, no, we... Like, if we had known this, we wouldn't have charged her.
That's huge.
So, that was kind of where it was sitting at that point of like, hey, we really think this is wrong. So, there's a new governor now in North Carolina. Weird turn of events. It was David L. Swain, the judge that was injured. Apparently, he got better and is now the governor. I don't know.
Get hurt, get promoted.
Yeah, you know? And so now he's governor. He was from, obviously from the area, so he's from the mountains. And a lot of people thought that this would help the case because he was from the area. He knew the story. He had heard all about this, you know, outrage of people wanting her pardoned. So they thought, you know, great, this is a good thing. It did not help, unfortunately. He really wanted to create this kind of new image of no leniency and did not grant the pardon. So on July 12th of 1833, Francis Frankie Stewart Silver was hanged in Morganton, North Carolina. And as she was being hung, or hanged, however you say that, I always get confused, she went to say something, kind of like a final word, and her father yelled from out in the crowd, "Die with it in you, Frankie." So I thought that was super weird. Like, was she gonna confess, like, "Hey, I really did kill him in his sleep"? Or, wow, like, "Haha, I killed him"?
And, you know, he could have been fearful that she would have said, "Yeah, my mom and my brother helped me. Get him next. Hang him high." Like, right? We don't know. So maybe that was part of his fear, you know. So maybe he's like, just die with your boots on. Like, just get up there.
So that was super weird, I thought. An odd statement.
For sure.
So Frankie was 18 when she was hanged. Oh my God. And Charles was 19 when he was murdered. So that would have made her, like I said, 15, 16.
So who raised the daughter? Do we know?
Funny you should mention that. No one really knows what happened to Nancy. There were several different possibilities, and people in the area actually still talk about it, but no one really knows what happened to her. And if you go on the Murderpedia site and look up Frankie, you can see there's some kind of possibilities of where Nancy ended up, but none of them are confirmed. But there were several, and I just didn't include them. But if you want to look them up, definitely go.
I'm going to. I like to know how the story goes on.
Yeah, definitely go check that out. So for a long time, people actually believed that she was the first woman to be executed in Burke County. This is actually inaccurate, and there were several other women executed before her. Hmm. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I'd like to learn more about that.
And tap into why.
What was it about? So Charles, also another fun fact, full of fun facts tonight. Charles is buried in three separate graves in the family cemetery in Kona, Mitchell County in North Carolina. And I've never heard of Kona.
Me neither.
But it's still a place. I mean, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, I don't live in Mitchell County, but I've been there several times, worked there for a little while, and never heard of Kona.
I've never heard of Kona either, but so, I'm not super duper familiar with Mitchell County.
So he was buried in three separate graves because they did not find all of his parts at one time.
Okay, so I was going to say, what was the deal with the three graves? Like, this is where Daddy's head is.
It's kind of, what it is. I mean, like, they didn't find all these parts at one time.
I guess some of them burned, so some of them
were ashes. Right, so they buried the legs in one and the head in one and that weird torso in the other. I don't know.
They couldn't just say, let's just, I don't know, wait until we find some of the pieces. I guess not. Like, hey, guess what? This week we found Daddy's torso. That's exciting. You know, like, what?
My God.
Like, hitch the wagons. Throw it in some hay.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, they just kind of buried the parts as they found them. Just chucked them in a hole. Anyway, Frankie's father, this is actually really sad. So Frankie's father wanted to bring her body home to be buried, but the heat, because this is July and it gets hot in this area in the summer, made it impossible, and her body was like decomposing as he was trying to take her home. So she is actually buried somewhere in Burke County, but nobody really knows exactly where. They have a pretty good idea. And in 1952, a stone was actually placed where they think she was buried. but nice. They don't know 100% where she's at. Now, there have also apparently been several movies, songs, and books written about her.
That's amazing. I've never heard any of this.
I hadn't either. So there, in this area, just kind of a little history about this area and some neat stuff. Ballads are really big here. Like, that's kind of how mountain folk have told stories historically. Of we put it into song. Yeah. And
I know I do.
I love ballads. I think it's such a cool way to tell a story.
I'm writing one right now.
About this podcast.
Yeah. Just wait.
So there's some ballads out there about her in this story. But yeah, ballads, I feel like we should do a whole episode on ballads from this area because a lot of them are very dark and like murder heavy.
I feel like this is the point where I get my acoustic guitar out and I start singing. And then ding, 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 ding. We hit her in the hay.
Oh, I don't know. My God.
I feel like it could be really lovely.
It could. It'd be really nice.
Yeah, you could do harmonies with me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Totally. but that's it. That's all I got.
Wow. I tell you what, there is a lot more going on in Burke/Mitchell County in 1831 than I thought.
Yeah, it was a wild time.
This also just speaks to how women were treated at mm-hmm. that time period, how women were viewed as less than in the relationship, in society. And ultimately, the real victim in this, I mean, besides, you know, Charles got hacked up and of course, you know, his poor wife. I say his poor wife, but I mean, we don't know the whole details.
I know. I mean, she could have, like, actually, like...
Right.
Really murdered him and not in self-defense.
Right. And it could have been because he was having an affair. You know, yeah. I don't know. So, but the real victim in this, I think, is Nancy. She lost both of her parents.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And essentially was orphaned in a way. I mean, no matter who, I mean, I guess maybe raised by the grandparents. I don't really know what shook out on that. Yeah. But, you know, honestly, she really was the victim.
Mm-hmm.
How sad.
Yeah, and it really, I mean... I would assume an event like this would kind of shake the whole community. And definitely. I mean, back then, of course, these are still small mountain towns. Mm-hmm. So
I'm sure that there are like some old folks who are like, I know that story, you know, like,
I hope they're not from the 1830s.
That old, but you know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, this has been passed down.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those stories.
My great-grandmother used to tell this story. Yeah. And you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wrote a ballad about it.
Yeah. They wrote a ballad. They sang it at Thanksgiving.
Oh God, we're back to Thanksgiving. At a rest area.
Oh my God.
Really cool. Yeah.
A rest areas. No. No. All right. What you got next week?
So, next week, we have the story of a mother whose children go missing.
Yikes. That's so sad.
It is, but there's some deception behind all this.
I don't like where this is going.
I know. It's a rough story, so just kind of prepare yourselves, but it's still such an interesting story. I couldn't pass it up.
Okay. Holly, you got a location shout out for us?
I do. Are you guys ready?
So ready.
All right. So we want to give a shout out to some of our listeners out there who have been really faithful to us episode after episode. So we want to give a big shout out to those of you in Little Rock, Arkansas and Maumelle area there. It's probably my family. So hi, aww, guys. Love you.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So thank you for supporting me and supporting our podcast. If you're not my family, join us. Thank you.
Thank you.
But we do wanted to give you a big shout out because we realize that's not even Appalachia. And a lot of our listeners aren't even in Appalachia.
No, like, I mean, there's a lot of people from out of the country, which is so crazy.
So just wait. Our next shout out will be from probably another country.
Yeah.
And I will try to do it in the language. I'll try.
Better you than me. Okay.
I'll give it an attempt. We'll see. If I butcher it, well, that's appropriate because it's a true crime podcast. Bum, bum. You're welcome.
Oh, God. All right. If you want us to stop, please send us an email. headmountainmysteries.appalachian@gmail.com.
If you want to hear that ballad.
Also, you can follow us on Facebook at Mountain Mysteries Tales from Appalachia. And give us a follow on Instagram as well at mountainmysteries.appalachia. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.